from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly series on Northern California's science and environment. As the state dries up from a long, rainy winter, the battle over water rights in the Sacramento Delta continues. Farmers have been fighting in court to try and prove that the state's massive water pumps are not the only threat to the imperiled Delta smelt. State and federal officials have spent hundreds of millions of dollars trying to save the tiny fish. Some of the blame for the smelt's woes is getting pinned on a bigger fish that happens to have an appetite for endangered species. Allison Hawks reports.
On the southern edge of the Sacramento Delta, outside of Tracy, a giant holding tank is draining water to capture fish that are caught up in the state water project. The project is a vast system of pumps and canals that divert water to cities like San Jose and Los Angeles, and farms in the Central Valley. Every few hours, state workers load trapped fish onto a truck, sending the fish to another part of the Delta and out of harm's way.
Those are both American shad. It's two. This is a striped bass, and we had a salmon. He's doing, we clipped its tail for a DNA sample.
The state keeps careful count of the number and type of fish that get caught up in the system. The pumps have been blamed for driving sensitive species like the tiny Delta smelt and Chinook salmon to the brink of extinction. If too many of the endangered fish turn up, the nearby pumps are slowed down or shut off. That means less water for Central Valley farms and urban residents in many cities. But now some farmers are insisting that the large fish are just as much to blame for the smelt's decline as the Delta pumps, and scientists have been looking into that.
We see striped bass, and that's probably the most common known predator. It is a non-native species that is in the system.
Victor Pacheco is a principal engineer at the California Department of Water Resources. He says the problem is especially bad right here at Clifton Court Forebay, a reservoir that feeds water to the pumps. When the gates are opened at high tide, endangered Delta smelt and Chinook salmon come rushing in from a river connected to the rest of the Delta. And the bass and other big fish are waiting. Studies show that less than 20% of the endangered fish make it across the reservoir to the protective holding tanks.
We found this out by noting that the two fish that had separate individual radio tags in them were swimming identically the same path at the same time, which, upon further evaluation, we determined they were basically two fish in the stomach of a predator.
Striped bass were introduced into the Delta in the late 1800s and have become one of the most popular sport fishes in the state. In a lawsuit, a coalition of Kern County farmers and water districts has sued the state for encouraging striped bass populations. Paul Weiland, a lawyer for the coalition, is arguing for current fishing limits on stripers to be lifted.
The striped bass is a non-native fish, so we believe that it isn't subject to protections and shouldn't be subject to protections in the system because it has been introduced and is harming the native species. And so we don't think that lifting the regulations would result in the extinction of the striped bass, but it would certainly reduce the population because fishermen, of course, would go out and fish for the striped bass.
But John Beutler of the California Sport Fishing Protection Alliance says getting rid of the bass won't bring back endangered fish, but it will kill the livelihood of sport fisheries and the economies along the Delta that rely on bass fishing. Beutler says the pumps remain much more of a threat to endangered fish.
In most years, we're talking half or 60% of the water is going out of the system. We got to fix the real problems here, and the fish will take care of themselves.
Oh, you do have a tackle boy?
Back at the reservoir near the pumps, a team of researchers is trying to gather evidence of the bass's eating habits. In a motorboat, they cast fishing lines and pull up stripers by the minute. As water is poured over a slippery, shiny striped bass, state environmental scientist Kevin Clark attaches an acoustic transmitter to the dorsal fin.
We're just trying to find out what their behavior is and what their movement patterns look like. Are they, you know, staying a long period of time in our temporary barrier sites? Are they just moving through and going upstream someplace?
Clark wants to know whether the infrastructure of the state water project is itself a problem. Biologist Tina Swanson of the Bay Institute, an environmental group based in Novato, says the state and federal water projects, which include dams, pilings, diversions, have drastically changed the Delta to favor the bigger fish.
Artificial infrastructure in rivers tends to become
hotspots for predation, particularly if it has the effect of disrupting the habitat conditions.
Swanson recommends fixing the habitat to favor the smelt and controlling the bass by encouraging fishing at these hotspots. But with millions of consumers and farmers thirsting for water, it's unlikely any one fix will ease California's Delta water wars. Meanwhile, the federal court case on lifting fishing limits on striped bass is headed for trial. For Quest, I'm Allison Hawks.
Learn more about Delta predators at kqed.org/quest.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation, with additional support from the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation.